okay? I can't make it, man. Get out of here.
Come on.
I needed a fix. I should have told you, man. I wasn't in no kind of shape for that. Come on, get out of here, man. I can't make it. I ain't gonna leave you. Look, one thing you can tell the guys is, man, I don't make it.
You're gonna make it.
Don't make it.
Come on, hang on, man. We've been through too much. Come on. Come on. Let's do it now. Come on. Come on, get up. Come on, man. Man, we've been through too much. Come on, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Big H, Tony loses most of his control in his community.
And are you going to take up where Tony left off?
Hey, man, you need money to run your organization, right? And the kind of money you need, you can't get by pulling a two-bit newspaper on the street corners or passing around a 10-cup at a rally. You need the kind of money my organization can give you.
Hey, man, I've had offers before. I turned them down because I don't want nobody to control us. Now, the essence of our struggle is independence. We don't like slave masters no matter what color they are.
Some of your men are no good to you as they are. The less gag in the community, the better for you.
Come on, man. Since when are you concerned about anybody besides JJ? You pimp everything and everybody in the neighborhood. You trying to hustle me too, JJ? Because if you are, man, I'm not going to stand for that shit. Look, man, I know you. I know how you make your money. You got women whoring for you. Your numbers rackets take people. Eating money, man. Possessions stolen. Trucks hijacked. Welfare checks cop. You name it, JJ, you got it. You're no goddamn different from Tony. And look, man, you're bleeding the goddamn community. As far as I'm concerned, you're just as corrupt as he is.
Look, I'm not going to justify corruption to you. It's always been here and it always will be. What I'm rapping to you about is power, baby. I know what I am. And right or wrong, people never look up to me because they think I am a success. I've got what they've always wanted, money. Without it, you're nothing. Money buys dignity. Poverty is a crime. Nobody asks you where you got your dollar. They ask you, do you have it? That idealistic shit don't pay your rent. I don't want to start philosophizing anyway. All I want is Tony out of here. Everything else is secondary.
You're a cold motherfucker, JJ.
Yeah, you tell me about it. Now, what I want...
Wait a goddamn minute, JJ. Before we go any further, I want you to understand that any alliances between us is subject to some conditions.
Speaking of alliance, Brother Nye is with us.
You dealing with that dude and his men? They're killers, man. They take pride in wiping people out. That's how they make a living. Those cats don't play.
This is a war. We've got to use every weapon at our disposal. Nye and his brothers are some of the baddest warriors around. They get the job done. Now, what are your conditions?
Okay, I want all dope to be destroyed. I want my men to be protected and bailed out of jail if necessary. And I want you to pay all operational expenses on my headquarters and no goddamn body but me gives orders to my men. Now, if you want to work with me under those conditions, then I'm with you.
As long as your men do the job that needs to be done, it's all right with me. They know the streets and the small-time pushing. You've got to keep them dry, and that's what your men can do. Now, I know who the big-time operators are, and I can keep the pressure on them. Now, between us, we ought to be able to let Tony feel the squeeze, and that's where it's at.
Okay, brother, let's get it on. Part of the people.
I know you, JJ?
4 years.
You've done very well. You're a man of power.
You know, Joe, if I had more than $4 in my pocket, you would say I've come a long way.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just what I said. Not as sharp as you used to be.
I got a feeling you're trying to tell me something.
Who is it you're working for? You take money from me, from Nate, from Tony. You take money from everybody. And don't you have no loyalties?
Loyalties? I'm loyal to myself and whoever pays me.
All right. Since I just paid you, there is something I want you to do for me. Now, I want you to tell Tony to stay out of the black community. Things are going to be a little different from now on. We're sick and tired of being exploited. And somebody has got to put a stop to it. And it looks like that somebody is going to be me. You tell Tony that for me. You tell him that I am prepared to fight with everything I've got. Not only him, but anybody who comes in here and tries to walk over us. His power ends where he sees the first black face.
You're biting off an awful lot, JJ. You sure that's the message you want me to give him?
I'm positive. And being a cop, you should know that it isn't so easy for white man to come in here and fuck over us without getting his brains blown out.
Yeah, that's true, but does Tony know that?
That's why I want you to tell him to avoid bloodshed.
Okay, that's what you want.
That's it.
You've been putting a lot of pressure on Tony.
Yeah. You got to run him out of the neighborhood.
What you'll get is nothing but a whole lot of trouble. fight you, and there'll be a lot of bloodshed. Are you willing to take that on yourself? JJ, don't let your mouth overload your ass now.
Ain't it? For years you stood by, let these people come in here and do whatever they like, without saying or doing anything about it. And now when I'm willing to take the risk, you're trying to stop me. After the fight Tony wants, he can have it. It's better than letting it drag on for another 30 years like you did.
I don't have to listen to this. There isn't gonna be any fight, because I don't want it.
But Nate, you don't have any choice. Now you stood by. And let these people fill this community with dope from street to street until nobody is safe from it. Not even our kids. The people are killing each other to get bread, to buy junk, to put in their arms. And who's responsible for this? Tony and his people. Some junkie almost killed me in an alley one night to get bread, to buy shit, to put in his arms. The night you picked me up, my best friend died because he needed junk.
You know better than Tony.
I'm not patting myself on the back about how great I am. I just want Tony out of here. If it's gonna take that to split us up, let it happen right here and right now.
Hey, the entertainment is starting. Looks like I got here just in time.
Come on, let's dig some music.
idea of Tony coming over with his hat in his hand to ask a favor of me, Nate Williams. Not to tell me, but to ask me. Then things begin to come clear to me when I pick you up that night. I felt you were different then. But I knew the time had come when there had to be a change. I think the time is now. I sense your instinct for survival also, but you're going too far, Jay.
This is my fight. You stay out of it. I can handle it. You take care of yourself in Avon.
I've stayed alive for a long, long time, Jay. That's proof enough that I can take care of myself.
I still think that was a lucky punch, JJ.
Right.